Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Chuck Landington, reminding you, slaves, Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. The good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do, like building pyramids in the desert, instead of doing radio shows filled with fart jokes, and stories about botched plastic surgery. Oh yes, that reminds me, the metal injection live cast starts, now.
Sorry about that.
Hey now. Welcome to another edition. The 80th edition. Get the fuck out of here.
We're 80 years 80 old.
80. Oh my god. When are we retiring?
Like for real?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, do we get retirement for doing a live cast? Is that the
it's
way it works?
It's been 80 weeks, not 80 years.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a difference. Don't you have a certificate?
So? It's not in retirement.
Your well, face is in retirement.
If you want to retire, you just retire. What do you mean, do we get retirement? I don't understand the question.
I didn't hear the question.
What is, do we get retire? If you want to retire, you retire.
No, like,
you mean like a
pension?
Okay. No, we don't.
Do we get salary?
Sean's t-shirts are the pension.
All right.
That's, you already
I actually
got one.
Found like a whole handful more than I'm bringing in next
uh-oh.
Week.
Uh-oh. It's like fucking, Al Capone's
Geraldo dug them out from the
whatever that was. I
smells like
the word.
It smells like weed in here.
No
it
way.
It smells like Sid's burps, farts,
no.
And Chinese
milk. No, that's been a
Sid's
been
tried
like
to
oh, Jenny's here. That's
have you been lighting it up?
Jenny has a
joint in clear rolling paper, and it's rolled basically like a Capri.
Yeah. Very
like feminine. It's completely the size of a Capri.
Very classy.
She smokes like a girl. She's a girl.
She's a classy smoker.
A lady.
That's for sure.
And you can learn all about that on her blog.
That's never updated.
Oh.
Wait. Bong Appetit. BongAppetit.com.
I was going to say you can learn all about
.edu.
What she was doing 6 months ago when her last post went up.
Well, that's all right.
I started writing a post about stupid things I do when I'm stoned.
Oh.
Jenny says she started writing a post about stupid things she does. You have to talk into the microphone.
You just said it. Why do I have to say it again?
I'm just saying, if you want
to
contribute, just talk. Steal someone's mic and talk into it.
Just watching Rob.
Okay, good one.
Hey, all right, lots of stuff happening.
Rob's fucking that Virginia Slim.
We already have a caller. I wonder who it is.
Boring.
Oh, better don't even pick up your Shlomo.
No, it's
not Shlomo. 781.
He's still at camp.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hi, Pete it is.
Destroyer.
Yeah, you're on.
All
right, Pete Destroyer is my new Facebook friend.
Pete Destroyer.
We're BFFs on Facebook now.
Yeah, I
promised. Oh, is that like?
I promised I would be the first caller on her wall, and I am. So yeah. I just had a question. You know how like you get Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain to do stuff for metal injection sometimes?
Yes.
You should get him to. You should get him to be like a guest on your show because it'd be cool.
On the live cast?
Yeah.
Huh? That's not a bad idea.
Probably have him call in.
Probably.
Wait, so Peter the Story had a good idea?
Maybe. No,
I
has that joint like
that? Ideas. Most of the time, it's either destroying
yep.
or smoking weed, but something came to me, so.
You remembered one.
I find it very hard to believe that you smoke weed.
Wait, did you just refer to yourself in the third person? I like that.
I don't know.
He's trying to what third person?
Brian Blair in the chat room. Right. Greg Weeks is greater than Vincent. I didn't know it was a competition, Brian Blair.
Good.
We appreciate both of their contributions to the website.
Greg Weeks is a bag. He's a piece of shit.
you could get Greg Weeks on the show, and then you could have, like, two members of the Red Court on the live cast.
Oh, Greg Weeks, we've had him on the show. He's called in before. He called in,
that was
like,
a long time ago.
At a Mastodon show. He was missing Mastodon to be on the phone
with us.
Right. But he said that if he's ever in New York City on a Wednesday, he's totally going to come here. And I even told him, I'm like, you know, it's deep in Brooklyn. He's like, I don't care.
He likes
I'm going to be there. He does like to get beat.
True. Is there something, like, about Brooklyn that makes it inhospitable?
Well, usually when they're in town, they're usually in Manhattan, which is, you know, it's a bit of, it's not like right near Brooklyn.
The only part of New York City I've been to is the Empire State Building.
Just the Empire State Building?
Me and my father, we watched the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Big sleeps in Seattle. And then once you did that, peace out.
How are you, Justin, in the Empire State Building?
You just said is him and his dad were on a date or something.
No, I couldn't because Sid was.
I was at his house and I watched Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle with him, and I wanted to see if White Castle was really like as good as it was illustrated in that movie. And so we like looked it up like on MapQuest, and like the closest White Castle was in New York City, so we decided to like go there. And so we went and we ate at the castle, and then we like just walked to New York City.
Is there a White
You're
Castle?
You're telling
in New
me
York City?
You traveled to New York City just to go to White Castle?
Pretty much. Well, we went to go to like the Statue of Liberty, but there was like an hour long wait, so we're like, oh fuck that.
White Castle really is disgusting. It's like,
delicious.
It's like
the aftermath is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. It ruins your body.
Except for fries, frozen burgers.
And Reed.
The man lives two blocks away from a White Castle, and he still gets the frozen.
There's a White Castle in Midtown.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah. I actually got the Taco Bell next door last night.
Oh,
I got like a 20 box, like a box that had like 20 burgers in it. That I still have. That's in my room.
I wasn't sure.
Do you know how when you eat a certain foods, there's a certain lag time before you have to take a shit?
Yeah, with White Castle.
Well, White Castle is negative. Like, before I have to burger in my mouth.
The idea. You have the idea, and all of a sudden you start gurgling.
The fumes form turds in your stomach.
Natural defense mechanism.
But their chicken comes in a ring.
That's
true.
Those chicken rings are phenomenal. All the food there is really, really good.
I agree.
On the way in.
Yeah,
the way out. That's the problem.
Actually, it's more ring than chicken. I think the ring is more accurate than the fact that there's any chicken in it.
It's a chicken-flavored ring.
I've read that
it's Funyun.
They spelled chicken wrong intentionally with four Ks or something.
And an X.
I've heard that there's something like 70% like liver and parts of burgers in White Castle parts of beef that aren't meat. And they're it's just like hardly any
hoof
filler. Yeah, filler stuff.
Delicious filler.
Guys, let's go to fucking White Castle. There's one not too far away from here.
There is.
Really? Where at?
Yeah, from
Hamilton. I'll say where we are.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you where it is.
Beat us there.
Anyway, is Pizza's Choice still on the line?
I hope not.
Well, thank you for calling in, the Destroyer. We will take your suggestion.
Wait.
Actually, one of my friends might be calling in later on.
Okay.
I just thought that you should know that.
Is he as enthusiastic as you are?
He's the Baked City Destroyer.
He's probably even less enthusiastic than me. But What?
We have your friend on the phone now. Here he is.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you two guys knew each other. That's cool.
That's Shlomo. He's not my friend. But, yeah, my friend Jordan might be calling in, and he said he was going to try and, troll you guys, like, insult your taste, so you should just be, like, be prepared.
Okay. Yeah. All right, bye, Pizza Destroyer.
Okay, bye.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357.
Rob, your skin looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Like oil of Olay beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Rob was walking towards Sean and I because we were outside. He was walking towards us and, like, the sun was setting, and his skin was just glowing.
It was radiant.
It's true. Like, I really thought that I was looking at one of those covers of, like, the Walgreens novels that are next to, like, the cash register. Like, it's just you and your hair was waving.
Funny you should mention that. It's because I went to a Russian bath over the weekend.
Oh!
Oh.
And my skin feels phenomenal.
So it's the cup.
Looks it, too. It's
my grand entrance music. I don't know if it's
the love theme that Noah saw when you
walked in.
Your cheeks were all
No,
broken.
Noah.
And it's almost like you weren't even, like, touching the ground. You were just
floating
towards me.
Well, I did smoke just a few seconds before it, so I might have been floating. No, but it was quite the experience.
Wait, so how many loads of 6-year-old did you swallow?
None that I swallowed.
Oh,
around my face? Oh, there was a ton.
In or around your face?
No, it was actually a very masculine experience.
Well, I
assume. You experienced a lot of masculine.
A lot of Greco-Roman wrestling there?
God, no, Sean. Jeez, why does everything have to talk into a... turn into a gay conversation with you.
It's 2010.
By the way, Brian Blair said Rob witnessed Lemon Party in 3D.
There were a lot of old Hasidic Jews that did not mind flailing it around.
Well, we were all circumcised.
They go there to jerk off.
No, I didn't say any of that. Everyone was pretty respectful in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
There was no meat swing going on right by your face?
No meat swing. The most would be like a guy... like, takes off his shorts in the sauna,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, he would have a towel. He'd attempt to cover himself up.
Yeah.
He'd have a loincloth.
So, yeah. It was kind of weird because I went, and they provide everything for you. Like, they provide a pair of shorts and, like, a towel. And
penises.
And flip-flops.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with Greg and then a friend of his.
Okay.
A friend of ours named Greg. But
he's been on our show.
You know what the crazy thing about a sauna is? It's fucking really hot in there.
Yeah.
It's like really hot, like almost uncomfortable.
Did you pass out?
No. Well, no. I wish. I wish.
So they get out of your way. Their way with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face first into somebody's lap.
It was like a good way to punish yourself. It was like you're really hot.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And then,
shut up!
No, because it's like really hot, you're sweating balls.
It's a really good way to punish your ovaries.
And then you just jump in like a cold pool. And your senses are
suddenly
like...
your balls.
Yeah, it's like they don't know which way to go. They don't know which way to go, down or up. They're confused. My whole body is
stuck back up in your body cavity.
My whole body is confused.
Well, yeah, we can tell. You went to a bathhouse.
Yeah, but my skin looks fabulous now.
It's true. It's true.
So it was worth it.
It's all that protein.
Did we ever say that Anthony
balls.
Was here today?
We did mention that at the beginning of the show.
Hey, guys.
Maybe.
Anthony's here today.
I'm here.
And we're talking about Rob's balls.
Anthony, any opinion on my balls?
I haven't really seen them. It's been a while, actually, since I've seen them, so I can't really comment. They might have changed. Might have gotten something done to them. I don't know.
No, nothing.
Did you get a third ball? More pizzazz?
No.
No?
So just a jubilee of balls in your pants?
Well, there's definitely some Jew in it. I remember. Balls.
So what happened there? That's
we just,
like there was a story.
See, it happened so long ago, I forgot all the stories.
Do you have to pay to get in, or is this...
Yeah, no, of course. It was $30 for, like...
For the day?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then if you wanted, like,
you
a massage or something...
Do they give you meals?
Yeah, that's what
No, well, you can buy food.
Yeah, what kind of... What
yeah, it was just, like, Russian food. There was, like, borscht.
Tumor.
Can you eat it in the sauna?
Oh, you can eat it in the sauna.
Like,
yeah. You bring it in raw, and then it's cooked while you're in there.
A Kanish just hanging out with your dick
no,
flapping
no,
around.
No, when I see dick, I get hungry.
No, nothing like that. You can just drink water in the sauna. Other than that, you got to be careful because if you bring in like a half pound of roast beef and then you put it to the side, you might accidentally, pick up someone's meat package.
Right, that's true.
Anyway.
You could have been in the middle of like an 8-man chain, just like some gazpacho.
Human
gazpacho
centipede.
That's why they don't allow any food down there. To avoid
Avon, I thought it was a smorgasbord.
For mere distraction.
I took his schlong, I put a little schmear on it. I had a putt sandwich.
Putt. So what else is going on?
Yeah, I saw Greg's Facebook status after that day, and it was like, yeah, we went into the Schwitz. Had a great time in the Schwitz.
Oh, man.
Did Greg put the moves on you? I know he's very handsy.
Greg did get a beatdown, a leaf beatdown.
A what?
Oh.
Like, he got spanked by leaves.
Yeah.
What? Rewind. What? I don't know.
They just hit you with, like, branches of leaves.
Just run naked through, like,
it's like an all-guy car wash.
Then one guy's spinning around in a circle with leaves hitting you.
That's pretty much it, except the guy's laying down, and then another guy's, like, beating him mercilessly over the back.
Are these Filipino boys, or?
Well, they were Russian guys.
Was this at the same location as the S&M club Noah went to?
No. Nah. I say Jenny could get a job beating people and get paid for it. Stop hitting me. What?
I think it's all dudes, though.
Is that supposed to be
like all
Yeah, there were. No, there were some girls.
Really?
Like, not working there, but came there, like, you know, with their friends or whatever.
Just to take pictures and laugh?
No, just to hang out in the saunas.
Oh, so they let girls into the sauna?
Yeah, it's not like just a guy.
What were the girls wearing?
Pretty girls?
Bathing suits, two pieces.
Were there any hot chicks? Or
yeah,
really?
Good-looking girls.
Did you work that out for them or what?
No, I didn't.
Did you have your iPhone in there with you? Take some pictures?
Snuck it in his ear hole.
Yeah. Among other things.
Wait, I snuck it in other things, too? Oh, other things in my butthole. How big is my butthole?
I thought we could step in there like a potato sack race.
How dare you speak that way of my butthole? Episode title. How dare you speak that way of my butthole?
Good.
I'm up there with human gazpacho centipede.
Rob will never figure out how to spell gazpacho, though, so that's not a
Come on.
Contender.
That's what Google's for. In other news, Sid passed me this before I came here. KFC is announcing a new sandwich they're calling the Skin Witch.
Oh.
Which is pretty much just made of chicken skin.
Sounds like a King Diamond album.
Let's say a John Carpenter movie.
Skin Witch! Why, hello there, my Skin Witch. That makes me a KFC.
It's got bacon and American cheese and lots of.
But how do we know that it's really chicken skin? It could be like anything.
Well, yeah, of course.
But how do you know anything at a fast food joint is real anyway?
I know what chicken tastes like.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, how are they? They are just thinking, well, how can we? What's the next retarded sandwich?
They're
that
just
we
saying,
can make?
America, we fucking dare you. Like, seriously. That's how stupid you are.
I think there's something to that, though, because you could come up with any new sandwich, and it'd be boring, but if you make it disgusting enough, it'll get buzz, you know?
You get publicity, and the
and
people want to try it.
There's plenty of people who have just given up. We're like, what? Fine. What am I living for anyway? Give me the fucking
Speaking
sandwich.
As one of them, Sid?
Give me a chicken
I'll have
sandwich.
One. I'll try it.
No, Sid was saying that he is going to go down, and he's going to get that sandwich and try it.
Once,
he was very excited about
I
it.
I had the double down one time, just to say I did. Terrible.
Have you tried the Krispy Kreme cheeseburger yet?
No. Where would you even get that?
I think they sell them at Krispy Kreme now.
Was it
like
donuts? Or
they slice a Krispy Kreme donut in half, and they put just meat and cheese in the middle.
That
sounds good to me.
Awesome. That's like a McGriddle.
Anthony loves that salty meat.
Love the salty meat.
Anthony eats the most food I've ever seen of a skinny human being ever.
We need to hang out.
Well, yeah, pre-show, Sean was complaining about how he can't put on weight.
Right. I've never really seen Sean eat that much.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'll leave you.
We'll go hang out.
He just eats
we'll
beer.
We'll have a Nathan. Yeah, I really. Fuck, man. I'm keeping beer and
shit. Sean, the only things in Sean's diet is Guinness and bologna.
Yeah.
Or byproduct. Or byproduct hot dogs. Anything that is made of bologna is all Sean eats.
It's really true.
Just like Sean, he's made of bologna.
Sean is bologna.
Man, I'm going to give you a certificate for that joke. Shit, man.
Yeah, famous one.
Oh, fantastic.
Fuck. You should take that on the road.
In the Wienermobile.
Yeah. Awesome.
Another thing we should bring up is this Hummer mom. Sean, you linked this.
Yes.
What's a Hummer mom?
I really want to date this Hummer mom so bad.
Suburban mom accused of 67 assault and sex charges. Christine Hubbs, a 42-year-old suburban mom from Livermore, California, is alleged to have carried on a sexual affair with two teenage boys.
For over a year.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're brothers.
One of the,
was she
one
hot?
She's milky.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what does she look like? Describe her to me.
Just turn the computer.
She looks like this picture.
Well, for our listeners.
She looks like an adult JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, like a separate, you know, typical...
Yeah.
You know, blonde, broad.
She looks like a MILF porn actress. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know
if
she looks
that good.
She looks like an amateur MILF porn actress.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Hobbs allegedly engaged in sexual relations with two 14-year-old boys for over a year. She gave the boys expensive treats such as Visa gift cards, video game consoles, and cell phones so that they can keep in contact with her. Police say she drove the boys to various locations in Livermore to have sex with them in her black Hummer.
Hummer.
Oh, wow.
And apparently her husband is like a well-known dentist in the community, and she's like very active in the community.
Well, she's
recruiting.
Yeah, because you're one of those kids and you got to go to the dentist, and the guy's operating on you, and he's like... It's going to hurt a little when he's
He's the only dentist in this town of Livermore, California.
Well, it's a small town. Yeah. But, like, they easily pulls like, a pube out of the kid's teeth. And,
this
looks like my wife's.
Send it off to the lab.
No, but the way that's like, wait, is that for me? am I shedding on to this
guy? Do they know about each other, the two kids?
Yeah. They're like buds. Like, I think they would go in there at the same time.
They double
her?
Oh, man. Lost the Michael Tower.
But I think it's funnier how she was found out, because I guess she was giving letters, like sexy risque letters to the kids, and then one of the kids' moms found it.
While
she was
doing laundry.
Yeah, while she was like...
Oh, no. In the article, it said they found one of the moms found a nude photo on
their
phone. That makes sense.
But
stop.
Now it's probably his wallpaper.
Yeah.
Like and he's like, yeah, but your phone is. Oh, dear God!
I mean, you're fucking these kids for over a year. She really needs to send a photo to them, like down the street.
Why
not?
Seeing,
she's
married to a dentist.
Maybe it was accompanied by a text of, this is what you're missing out on right now. Let's hang.
While you're at school.
Yeah, put the SAT study book.
Yeah, do you want me to sign you out of school today, sweetie?
It seems like the perfect setup, though. But I get on it.
So the other mom ended it? Like, she called the cops or what?
Yeah, she called.
You're jealous.
She should have fucked that woman's two kids.
It was that kid. That was
probably... Probably too ugly for that. She was probably too ugly for that. That's why.
Wow. She's jealous.
She did have an attractive kid. I mean, you would think of that.
I'd assume.
I mean, this woman must have decent taste if she can afford Xboxes.
Probably just like
an iPhone.
And a Hummer.
Yeah, and a Hummer. True. But you got to, you know, you think about it, there's stories like this all the time, like 40 to 60 year old women, like fucking 15 year old kids.
There's younger women than that.
Well, you know, true. But I mean,
30s. Hot. It's always hot.
It's so hot.
Fucking time it is hot.
And all the women are always really attractive. Yeah. Like, there was I don't know if it was that site or whatever, they had like a photo album of like older woman, younger kid sex scandals over the years. And
like
all good looking
women. An album of pedophiles.
Oh, we have God in the chat
room. Town is they have vaginas.
God in the chat room says where the kids
are. Oh, really? So why do you guys always rip on me?
For what?
Being a pet. What?
You guys always say
because
that.
Because it's gross, Noah, when you do it.
Right. So, wait, we have... Yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
So,
Darren took my cue cards and waved them in my face in case you...
How does it feel, Noah? little...
Now they're all out of order. She has to...
I can't put my cue cards back in order.
I think
need to be
the
in
Destroyer
order.
Is back on the line, but let's not pick up.
Oh, I'm sorry. She gave me a bad look. I apologize.
No, I didn't give you a bad look.
All right.
I understand.
No worse
than
the usual look she gives you.
Another thing I want to talk about today is this new website that I found.
Okay.
And it's
mobileboner.com.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Close. I just answered that earlier.
Mobileboner.com.
Bookmark it now.
My computer crashed, and I was complaining, like, how am I going to watch porn?
Oh.
So Sean told
me
about
a mobile
this.
Video site.
Yes.
It's streaming video on your cell phone. But
is it only boners? Like what? I mean,
no, it's like
we were watching some lady strip for us on my phone.
Yeah, that was fun.
Earlier.
No, it's just any. It's just broken down by categories. So I think
now, let me ask you this
categories.
Question.
Yeah.
Where are you that you want to masturbate on the go?
I can tell you because I'm
Please
a terrible sleeper, and I'll wake up like 3 or 4 times in the middle of the night. And then sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, I can't fall asleep. So maybe I'll fucking beat off to get a little tired, go back to bed, and I'm
So you have a giant iMac with a
in the other room. Am I going to get out of bed and walk to the other room and sit in front of the window and beat off to my giant iMac? No. I'm going to lean over. I'm going to take my phone off the phone carriage. I'm going to surf to mobileboner.com.
he's just going to whack off to his iMac. Not even...
Yeah, just, yeah, right. I love Apple so much.
Yeah.
Sean just needs to be tired out.
That's all. So if anyone out there really wants to tire me out, you know,
that music.
Get a fucking Stairmaster.
It's a porno that's playing on my phone right now.
Yeah.
Oh. I was looking at very good quality.
It's really.
You have to be. Oh, let's just disclaimer. If you're going to go to mobileboner.com, based on Sean's recommendation, please be over 18.
Yes.
Or
we're
something
here,
like
right.
that. We
sure.
don't condone masturbating if you're under 18. Because why would you?
I mean,
do that?
Yeah. Who hasn't learned when they were 12?
I say
I just
so
I only watch it just for the music. It sounds like Satriani.
Mixed with like it's like Satriani mixed with a Miami Vice episode.
Yeah. I think that's a bad name.
Wait, Brian Blair has a good point. Sean whacks off to Rob's dick pics.
It's
right.
It's
mentioned
true.
Last week
yeah.
here
because those are on my phone too.
Those aren't all of our phones. You just send them out like spam.
So you think it's a bad name?
Yeah, I think because if you're a man and there's a million competing porn sites, right? I mean, why would you go to one called mobileboner.com?
No, I think it has a ring to it.
Your mobile phone is going to give you a boner.
Yeah. But if you didn't know anything about it, you're just thinking they're showing boners. That's
why are you going to? How do you find
it? Give
if
you
someone
boner.
Says, you know, or you're looking up porn sites and you see mobile boner. You know, you're thinking it's a gay site.
So,
well, I should
have boners on the run.
Mobilecooch.com.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be specific. Like, you know, YouPorn is not, you know, anything yeah. specific about an anatomy.
I prefer YouJizz.
Yes.
About
yes.
That's the better one.
I don't
one?
Use
yeah.
Oh, I'm checking it out right now.
I download torrents. So I don't like yeah. use those sites.
This is
too
more
work.
Instant gratification. Constantly updated.
And it's in the cloud. You don't have to spend any hard space with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just deleted
with the porn.
Oh, I put them on hard copies. If they're really
wait,
good.
Speaking of porn, why did you send me Porn for the Blind earlier?
Well, I was going to bring that up before
was
I was rudely interrupted by Sean. But that was a good tangent. So it's forgivable. It's forgivable. But pornfortheblind.org, it's a new organization. And it's, I mean, this name is self-explanatory. It's not like Mobile Boner where you're questioning, like, oh, wait, is it going to show me a boner or give me a boner? No, this is porno for the blind. And,
real?
I mean, it's just, no, it's audio clips. And I don't really even want to explain it. I think we should just play.
Can you play the one that says Rick has a dick?
No.
Hold on.
We're going to play. Jack, do you have one?
I have all the ones we're talking about.
Okay. I think Big Sausage Pizzas should
Whoa.
Be.
Whoa.
No, that's a
well,
known
no,
site. All right.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
this is porn for the blind.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Big Sausage Pizza? Oh, you haven't played Big
okay.
Sausage Pizza.
I got one.
Porn for the Blind presents Big Sausage Pizza.
This is real, though.
This is a 35-second preview clip located at http://www.bigsausagepizza.com/playtrailer.php?nats=mpm0dy6njo2,0,0,0
ampersand=qualify
equals 1:EP=2519.
Fuck.
This is just the address.
The page's main banner displays a large kielbasa layered over a thin crust pepperoni pizza. Multiple taglines read, where every pizza includes a big sausage, every pizza comes with a big tasty sausage, whether you ordered it or not,
UM,
and we deliver. Scrolling down the page, pictures of various girls are shown reacting to the delivery man who is sitting on the couch giving a thumbs up.
It's like NPR reading erotica.
Yeah, every single file they have on there is of a. It sounds like a guy doing English homework and he's just trying to plow through it.
It's hilarious. Hold on.
There is an open pizza box on his lap. His penis is protruding from a hole in the center of the box. One woman is touching the penis. One is bent over.
What the fuck?
One is massaging the penis between her breasts.
It's for the blind.
Simultaneously eating a slice of pizza.
Why don't they just rip the audio from the actual porno?
No! This isn't legitimate!
A woman knocks on the door, and a blonde woman, 20-something, in a pink blouse and a ripped denim skirt, she's tan, answers the door. Apparently she doesn't have any money, and so even though she's really appalled by the delivery man's behavior, she has no choice. She begins by performing fellatio, massaging her vagina, giving fellatio to the man while he's wearing the pizza box.
Was he judging her?
Spooning from the side. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, more reverse cowgirl. And finally, the man comes to fruition, but the camera blurs out, and the familiar Big Sausage Pizza logo covers the woman's face. It reads, "Join now, members see it all."
Oh, that sucks.
This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of Big Sausage Pizza. This was a 35-second preview clip located at http://www.bigsausagepizza.com.
Wait, play one of those ones that Rob would
like. Trailer.php question mark NETS equals NTMZOBY6NJO2,0,0,0,0.
Somebody in the chat was like, this is fake.
Really? It's real.
It's like what we're saying is it's not a joke that we made up.
It's
on the internet.
Yeah, porno. No, pornfortheblind.org. It exists. So, Darren, what other ones were there?
There was one with a guy that's clearly a gay guy, but he's actually trying to be enthusiastic about it, but it's really not, like, it's not working. But he's trying to read it like enthusiastic.
This is a 1-minute and 8-second preview clip located at http://milfsoup.com/t1/free_movies_milfsoup/m6091.htm.
Oh, it's an HTML.
Okay. We're starting the clip. A woman calls to Giselle that her lover Carlos will be over shortly and doesn't want her to ruin anything, to which Giselle seems confused. Carlos knocks at the door, and they kiss. Carlos explains that he got lost on the way as the woman moans. They watch some pornography, and they seem to be enjoying it.
And they recite.
Carlos looks upstairs to find... Giselle scans
corn
the
and flour tortillas.
So
he also says that being gay is a sin in Christianity, and wearing an ascot is really nice.
Carlos walks upstairs and sees her through an open door, and Giselle seems surprised, opens the door, seems angry, but drags him in and closes the door, where they begin sexual endeavors. She pulls his pants down, and then they begin doing it doggy style and reverse cowgirl style. She licks his shaft, and he seems to enjoy that. Carlos is called by the first woman and returns downstairs like nothing ever happened because he is a two-timing whore. That was...
Caddy.
This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of www.milfsoup.com. Porn for the Blind is a nonprofit organization based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Great.
Amazing. I love that.
That was wonderful.
Where did
Some
you
kid
find
got
yourself?
A community service.
Do you want to hear one more with a girl reading it?
Yes, please.
Nice. It's not a sexy girl. It's really not.
I wasn't
not
expecting.
It's Mr. Vitor. Porn for the Blind presents BangBrosNetwork.com.
Do you have a speech?
This is like a blame about...
This is like a feminist studies major, like hairy armpitted.
Yes. You know why? Because later on she's describing it and she goes, his penis is inserted into the vagina.
Her parents are lesbian rabbis. She's from Park Slope. It's the whole thing.
1:03.
I feel like I already know her.
It's located at http://www.bangbros.com/t1/re=cb404/trailers/more.
Well, how would they even find this site to hear these clips if they're
right? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what's the, this is like overkill.
Comma zero.
=BB6119.
She pauses a lot.
The webpage is gray. Has a banner with a woman showing her ass.
Language.
And the video is like
asking me to donate $1 million to a Nigerian account.
Starting the video.
Oh, that's me.
It shows a woman, blonde, in the rain, walking home. Three men in a van offer her, to give her a ride. They advance.
She's got to be like
a
smart.
She rejects them at first.
I think so.
Or a
she pretends to ignore them as
just
texting on her phone.
Foreigners are
and the men continue their advances. The blonde is laughing and is officially convinced that they want to see her naked, so she takes off her top and shows them her breasts.
She's not entertaining. This is
the men tease each other, saying, who?
Can I fast forward to the sex part?
Sure.
Let's see.
Doggy style.
Wish I could do that in life.
Okay. The woman takes a break. And she's playing with the man's penis, stroking it gently.
It sounds like a break to me.
Laughing at the camera. It then skips to the man sitting on the back seat.
Of course.
And the woman straddling him, taking his penis up her anal cavity.
Do they do this with, like, you know, more of like
then the video skip
porn.
Yes.
Well, to her.
None of this Rick has
sucking.
A big one. All
right. Thank you.
I like how Rob played it cool for the first
time. Yeah. I kind of really want to hear it.
That was the one.
Shut
up.
Yeah.
It was all me.
Oh,
Rick has a dick sound awful.
Can we get like just like death porn or something? Or golden showers?
How about Elvis rape?
Elvis rape? Yeah, good.
There's a couple of fake ones. Oh, this might be fake.
Okay, the site I'm presenting is at http://www.elvisrape.com.
Comma zero.
Everybody on this site.
Apparently, what this site features as its theme
you are so
is Elvis impersonation
really
being anally raped by fat bearded pervert who promised them entertainment connections. At the very top of the page, you can see a picture of an Elvis impersonator with his pants down, and you could see the rhinestoned white pants around his ankles, and then you see two pairs of hairy legs and an ass being anally raped.
Is this a real thing?
As you scroll down, you see other Elvises being anally raped by fat creepy nerds.
The others are real.
At the very bottom, there appears to be a trailer of some sort that seems to have another fat bearded man in a Clearwater Revival t-shirt about to anally rape another Elvis impersonator. I'll go ahead and just play a clip of it, and then you can click over and enjoy the entire clip.
Oh.
Well, sweet man, you've been looking at me for the last 5 minutes like you want to fucking eat me or something, man. what the fuck is going on over here?
Jump the shark.
Wrap it up.
He did the same guy did one called turkeyfuck.com. Well, the guy fucks a turkey.
Awesome.
Pornfortheblind.org.
It's a non-profit organization.
Hours of entertainment.
Based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Please donate.
John? Zero, comma zero, comma zero.
Should we take a music break?
Have you heard of pornforthedeaf.com? It's just JPEGs. It's like a normal site.
Oh, we have a caller, actually.
We had another caller, but this is a caller that we've had on before.
Oh,
let's see. It's Pizza Destroyer.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Who is it?
The kid's name is Jordan.
I
play electrophile.
Why is your phone cutting in and out?
I don't know. I think it's a you.
No.
Are you one of the the blind readers? Sound like it.
Yeah. The sound quality is just as good as that.
No, could you do me a favor?
What?
Hang up on this fuck.
Done.
Hey, no, come on.
No, he's cutting out. It doesn't even matter. He's cutting out.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's just have a fake conversation with Shlomo.
Yep. All right, try calling back.
Anywho, yeah, let's take a music break. And then we got to talk about the Juggalos and Tilo Tequila when we get back.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And also, coming up later, Trash It or Thrash It.
Yes.
Or the opposite way.
No, I said it that way. I like to be different.
Awesome. All right.
Wait,
what do we got?
What's the name of that game?
Thrash It. Thrash It.
Well, I thought you were going to play it.
No. I just wanted to imitate you.
What is this? Some kind of fucking game show?
No, Dave, that was last week. This is more of a panel discussion about music.
It gives me a migraine headache.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Me too.
All right, we're going to start out with a little number from a little band by the name of Meshuggah.
Oh.
This is from their Alive record, which came out this year. It's a live CD-DVD combo. This is Rational Gaze.
This next one is off of an upcoming album. It's a song called Rational Gaze. Thank you.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington, and in response to allegations that I was one of the feces throwing Jug Aloes at the gathering this weekend, all I have to say is, here's the Metal Injection live cast. Take it away, fellows.
Hey.
All right.
Well, I guess...
appropriate segue.
I guess that explains why Chuck Landington had, like, makeup stains.
On the collar?
Oh, I didn't call. Oh, yeah, earlier today at the studio.
By the way, we got an email during the break. Thank you for that Porn for the Blind site. I've been wanting to jerk off for 30 years. You guys rock. Signed, Stevie Wonder.
Wow, who knew that Stevie Wonder listened to the live?
I had no idea.
Stevie Wonder had email?
Well, you would think Stevie Wonder could afford, like, just hookers. He doesn't need porn. He could just have a whore on demand.
Or maybe...
Isn't that a service?
Yeah, sure.
WOD, whore on demand.
Or at least hire a hooker to describe the porn. He shouldn't have to download a file. He should have somebody there doing it.
He should have a live reading.
Maybe he doesn't know he's rich. Like, no one explained it.
But I thought I'd just sing. You know, they told me I'd just sing and people like it. That's it.
Oh, we love you, Stevie Wonder.
Comma zero.
No, we don't.
Anyway, so the Juggalos. Yeah, the Gathering of the Juggalos was this weekend, which is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. Like, last year it seemed the time from the commercial to the actual gathering was way longer, whereas I feel like we just talked about the infomercial.
But we didn't play it, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I don't know if we played it on the show, but I definitely posted it on the site. Okay. And it happened this weekend, and one of the performers was Tila Tequila.
Performers.
She has an album out.
Oral performer.
And when she came out, they immediately started booing her, which is one of the rare times that I will agree with a Juggalo.
True.
So Tila Tequila, in her wisdom, thinks, I know what will shut these dumb Juggalos up.
No, wait. Are you going to go that route? Because I think they chanted it at her.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure, your tits, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
You didn't see the video?
Yeah.
No,
TomGreen.com. You can watch the, he filmed it from the side of the stage.
Oh, I didn't, I saw, he posted like a documentary type video of kids at the gathering, him just interviewing this one guy, he's like, I'm tripping balls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tripping balls enjoying this fire.
Who's got the booze?
Yeah. Or like, yeah, give it up to Mother Trudy. She's in jail. She can't
gypsy.
Be at the gathering.
Mama Gypsy.
Mama Gypsy, that's what it is.
Mother Trudy.
Mama Trudy.
Sounds better as Mama
Trudy. It's a little classier than Mama Gypsy. She can't have the space cakes this year because she's in jail.
What?
It's just this guy that Tom Green interviewed was just like, Mama Gypsy's in prison.
But the amazing thing, he's not saying it like it's a terrible thing. He's just like, it's basically like she had other plans. Like, she couldn't make it this year because she's in prison. She couldn't come through with the space cakes. It's like
that.
Not even a bad thing. It's just like,
video.
Prior engagement.
You can check it out in the news.
It's like 18, 20 minutes.
No, it's only like 10 minutes. But
okay.
It's worth just watching the. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do.
Oh!
No shit.
You've been reading my mind, Rob?
No, I've been reading your cue cards.
Oh.
Your scrotum phone.
Cue cards.
So good, so you broke kayfabe.
So,
all right, 781.
Hello.
Ron.
Excuse me, hello?
Oh my god, it's the same friggin' thing.
No,
maybe
it's definitely
one thing.
Yeah,
thing.
This is our fault.
But this is the same kid.
Wait, I need wedding songs.
No, but the last time this happened, it was our fault.
Yeah, but we had another
call. First of all, I have a serious in one ear. All
right, somebody else should call us.
Somebody
not
else
from
call
the 781 area code.
Yeah, anyone
so that we can test our phone line.
646-929-1357 is our number.
Yeah, where's the 847? 847, call on in. So we can talk about Magic Waters and Rockford Island.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the gathering.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And not the popular card game.
Tila Tequila.
Wait, so what happened to Tila Tequila?
Yeah, so people were throwing, like, their shit at her.
Like,
literally
shit.
Feces.
Scooping crap out of
that.
The porta-potties. And,
yeah.
And water balloons full of piss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But
whatever, she likes it.
She just is terrible, and they are those type of dudes.
So it's just spontaneous. Like it wasn't.
As she came out, they were booing her. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think it was spontaneous. I think it was like a pre-agreed upon thing that they were going to give her shit because the ICP dude said they warned her beforehand, and she said she'd go out anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I thought it was that they would warn her that there's a chance that they'd be like, they would like, you know, shit on her, and that they said that if she doesn't want to go on, it's fine.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I'm a performer.
I open for Method Man, Little Kim.
Well, Method Man apparently also got a bottle thrown at him.
Really?
And he got, like, a busted cheek.
Oh, shit.
But that just serves you right. Why would you play the Gathering of Juggalos?
Yeah.
I'm sure they got paid very well.
There's nothing else you could do for money?
Look at it this way. Look at it this way. They know, the promoters of the show know that there is a stigma. So they have to make it so worth it for these performers that it overcomes this stigma.
You know,
no, I understand.
Chicken rings.
Like that. I'm there.
But I mean, but the funny thing is they loved Gallagher. They went ape shit for Gallagher.
Well, because Gallagher, like ICP pretty much does Gallagher's act.
With
they spray everyone with fucking food products.
True.
They go.
True. Yeah.
He takes that to another level.
Smash-O-Matic.
He's old school.
Now, if you're going to say that, then could you say that Gwar is the Metal Gallagher?
Okay.
No, they're like the Metal Blue Man Group.
Aren't the Blue Man Group the Metal Blue Man Group?
So you don't understand. I feel with Gwar, though, their presentation is really, really pro.
Because
really
you're
good.
A fan of theirs and you're not a fan of ICP's.
But there is no presentation.
If you're a fan
with
of ICP,
ICP's
say,
presentation is just so...
Have you been to one of their shows?
I've watched it. I've seen their Woodstock performance on pay-per-view.
Christ, how long
was it? Was it 99?
99 when it was on pay-per-view.
You
and everyone
11
had...
years. You don't think they've been on the artist? You didn't see that Miracle video? Please.
Fucking back.
You're right. That is my only frame of reference, a concert from 11 years ago.
It
could be,
past,
they
son.
Could be totally, like, topping Gwar.
They're on some next-level shit. Like 2003.
They're doing a fucking Unplugged next week.
Yeah, they're the new Strokes. Actually, they're the new Strokes.
I wish.
They got their tiny leather jackets on, their tight jeans and leather boots. But face paint, still face paint.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, no, so the crowd was chanting, show your boobs.
Yeah.
Or take your top off or some bullshit, so she thought that would be a good idea. And with the tits out and continued to rap with her tits out. And five or six security guards had come out to the stage trying to deflect flying shit.
Yeah.
And standing there while she continued to rap. And then eventually left the stage and was chased back to her SUV by 100 juggalos who then proceeded to rock her SUV back and forth and break the windows on the SUV.
Let me say one thing in defense of Tila Tequila here.
Okay.
She stayed on the stage while actual human feces was thrown at her. Meanwhile, a couple weeks ago, the Kings of Leon had a show, and there was a pigeon above the stage. They kept shitting on the bassist.
Yeah.
Two songs in, they bail.
Ah,
no shit.
Now, Tila Tequila has more work ethic than the fucking Kings of Leon. I want everybody to know this.
I bet.
Human
I bet
shit.
70%, at least 70% of our listeners right now are saying, who the fuck are the Kings of Leon?
Fucking good. They're terrible.
Can you, what is, well, who are the Kings of Leon?
They're like radio rock fucking awfulness.
What's
there?
The Tila Tequila song? I'm so curious.
I have no idea.
Like, she just raps. She just, like, does shitty rap.
Yeah, just, like, rapping. Just trying to be like Lil' Kim. Like,
so, yeah, I'm, like, the baddest bitch.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. That kind of shit.
I got the golden pussy.
I thought it would be, like Asian.
I got the golden
happy.
Pussy. Is that what she sounds like?
Chinese girl music.
Sounds like a
what?
Dude.
What? She's, like, an American.
Yeah,
blood,
from Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know. She looks Asian.
I got that golden pussy.
No, she is Asian. Scent-wise. Okay. So it's
a pussy cat dog.
It's just pop. Like, she just paid a producer. It's like a Britney Spears song that she turned down.
This is the theme song for A Shot at Love.
But who would listen to Tila Tequila?
Which is on MTV.
Who would really go to a Tila Tequila show?
Well, I think this is the type of music that gets by on licensing. Like, it would get played...
On
like,
commercial or something?
Not just commercials, but like the radio. Then it would get played in stores and in clubs. And they would just license it, and then they would make money that way. So
what
awful.
Store plays I've Got Stripper Friends? What store are you going to?
The Hustler store?
Oh, yeah.
Not even like
Deb?
Know, those kind of...
Remember Deb?
But, you know, I'm sure there's a cleaner... I'm sure they put out a cleaner single.
You'd
for,
have to change the entire
for,
title of the song.
For Rite Aid consumption.
All my dancer friends.
Yeah.
All my college roommates.
I love that she has a song
my
called
ballet friends.
I Love You Dirty.
Yeah, that means in the butt.
I just want to let you know.
You know, I just want to let you know.
I never felt this way about anybody else.
You know?
I think I love you. I don't think I'm crazy when I tell you this. But if you ever get me, I'll fucking kill you. You better not kill me.
It's just pretty much ICK.
Yeah. It's like a tranny singing ICK.
She has so much horrible makeup on, it looks like face paint.
It's like she sounds like a Natalie Portman SNL rap song.
That it does. Or MC Chris.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Let's hear some MC Chris rap so we can be being.
I can't listen to this anymore.
Planning.
I was stripping with no fucking talent.
And the best thing about what you see here is that everything works with every computer. You have to learn a few new things.
So it deals with you.
MC Chris does it back home.
So if this is like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts from Starbucks, I'd be like, I
have no idea. If you had an oral taste test.
Exactly.
Well, here's how you tell. Sheila Tequila is the one with feces on her face.
True. Well, there's like photos online. She looks like...
Wait, real.
Real feces on her face. Real.
There's photos of her looking like Rihanna after the Chris Brown.
With a giant TMZ watermark on it. That's the only...
Oh, and I found the cleaned up one that they play in the gap. You want to hear it?
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Why are you coming?
I think this is like the extra
Venus.
This is like the extra beat version.
Just all like...
Something's coming on.
Oh. Yeah. Spell it.
Were you singing that at the bathhouse?
That was the remix.
I'm just running up and down the hall. Why are you coming on?
I don't know if Ethel Merman sang that song.
Something's going wrong
in Hollywood. Let me show you better than Hollywood. I saw your dick in Hollywood. There's no dicks like smell dicks right now, best as I know. I was going to go with, there's no penis like no penis. Hello, let's go.
You can't get better than show penis. You can, you know, let's be serious.
Anything else happen at the Juggalos thing?
Well, I don't really have any footage of this or anything, but another thing that happened was that they had a wrestling event every night at 4 in the morning, and the only lighting was flashlights that were given to the Juggalos. So the audience was providing the lighting for the wrestlers in the ring, meaning there were 600 people pointing flashlights at wrestlers' eyes.
Wrestlers?
Yes. Possible. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Just on crotches? That's just lit crotches?
We have another caller.
It was actually a toilet paper on a pole match, and the first person that gets it gets to clean Teela's face.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right.
Who do we have on the line?
Hey, motherfucker.
Sid.
Sorry, we have another
781. Ah, it's not
no more 781.
It's not
here. No, it's a different number.
Yeah, but it's 781. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no more 781s. Yeah.
No, what I'm trying to say is that.
No,
it might be Skype.
All right, well,
what I'm trying to say is we don't want to talk to those two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't, yeah. Go drive to a payphone somewhere else.
They've had their
airtime. And then keep driving right off a cliff. Don't stop at the payphone. Just keep going past it.
Oh, lovely.
Why are you guys being so rude?
That's their shtick.
That's why me and Sid are here, isn't
it? Yes, right.
We're those two.
We bring the edginess.
Yeah. But pussiness in real life.
The people call in. That's why Rob gives the phone number.
Well, some people are good callers, but that
guy.
But that guy didn't even get to say anything.
He's frustrated.
I heard him.
No, that wasn't pizza.
And then we.
He's a good guy. He makes funny comments in the chat, but he's very bland on the calls.
It wasn't Pizza Destroyer.
He's bland caller guy.
No, it's Jordan. Jordan's boyfriend. Or Pizza Destroyer's boyfriend, Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan is his own boyfriend? Is that what you were implying earlier?
Yeah. I'm my own boyfriend, man. It's a lot easier that way.
You guys, you know what?
Have mobile bonus.
Fights are a lot quicker. do you know how many babies I'm not having using mobile boner?
Oh, man, imagine. But how many babies are your bed sheets having?
Oh, shit. Oh, you mean
you must have the,
you mean the black washcloth in my nightstand?
Oh, it's like the hardest washcloth.
You could fail to lay up on this washcloth.
It's become white.
I used it as a doorstop to let in the cable guy, you know, earlier this week.
That's a warning. You wipe your hands on your shirt when you use the bathroom at his house.
Or don't go to Sean's house, yeah. Ever.
Rob's been there.
I've been all
you
over
touch
it.
His,
I did use the bathroom.
Oh, Rob stunk up my house for a week. He just smoked one J in my apartment. Nor did you have a hitter. And my apartment reaked for like at least like 9 days.
It's all right, because I got that axe smell of ass out of your place.
Just walked in, I was like, a head shop in here.
But I believe you were also smoking, so wouldn't you?
I brought the fire escape. You smoked in my apartment.
I bet.
Well, you know what? You should get a bigger fire escape.
And also, Sean, you
my fire escape is gigantic.
But you also live in Hell's Kitchen, which is a pretty populated area. So why would you go on the fire escape to expose yourself?
I'm the third floor up.
To the police.
There's no lights and shit.
Policia!
Come on.
Policia.
Why are we having this argument?
Policia!
All I'm saying is, Rob, I'd like you to come over again.
Okay, and smoke on your fire escape. Got it. Well,
outside this time.
Before that, I think it's time for this. Oh, my sounds are down.
smell your dick again?
No.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Okay.
Once again, the purpose of Thrash It or Trash It is you can either call us in at 646-929-1357 or IM us in the chat with the URL of an unsigned band. We will listen to said unsigned band on the air and give our opinions live as we come up with them.
Okay. You got anything lined up yet?
Just taking one randomly.
Can people call in?
Send us some power violence. Send us some power violence.
I did say people can't call in, and I did give out the number. So you were just not paying attention, Noah.
Pay attention, Noah.
Is there a pay attention cue card? Can you make one of those?
The phone with the balls on it.
Oh, boy. So.
What you drinking?
This one guy. Okay, this.
Is this Broken Side?
An open-ended sky is the band. One of the guys has a Michael Jackson.
I think it's an open-ended guy. This is one of those porn for the blind. Link.
Well, all of these guys look like girls.
We're at myspace.com/openendedsky, /0, 0, 0.
Maybe that should be the episode title.
The attack
zero.
Haircut on all of them.
And also they all have like a little Twitter widget of what am I doing. One of them is...
being a fan.
So incredibly excited for the future. Another is mini golf. Another is new tattoo soon.
The drummer looks like Eugene Merman with AIDS.
Man, even my dentist hated it when I floss.
What?
What?
All right.
Go back to school.
all right. So the song titles are... Strike Gently,
but Carry a Big Stick.
Oh, my God. They have an Owl City cover.
Oh, man.
Or This Is Epic, or Welcome to My War.
I'm going to say Welcome to My War because it sounds like a Black Flag song, but I'm sure it's not.
Let yourself. Sex.
Uh-oh. Wow. Breakdown, 30 seconds.
So like, all right, guys, we got enough.
This is actually a 5-minute song.
Repeat the title of the song 40 times.
This song is just going to make this song 40 out of the house. 40
oh.
that still works too.
Oh, no!
That was a funny shot.
Yeah, turn it off.
And we just Tom's River, New Jersey.
Oh
God.
So what are
shit, my friend.
What do we say, guys?
Who's first?
Noah.
Trash it.
Sid.
Trash.
Trash. I trash. Anthony. Definitely trash.
Trash.
I trash it.
Garbage.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
Trash. Trash or trash. You can't say any other word.
I can't say garbage?
No.
No.
Oh.
He can give it an explanation. And
oh, no, I know. But he's got to use one of the words.
That was garbage.
Only the word.
I trash it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But
you have
like,
to say
what
those words in the sentence.
Use any other word.
Okay.
So many rules.
I say trash-erific.
Garbage.
Trash-erific is
yeah,
acceptable.
Okay.
As long as it has
hyphenated.
Trash or
yeah,
trash in it.
Now, last time we did this, I said if anyone gives us a band that we unanimously thrash, we send them something.
So they send something good.
So
we have Heaven Shall Burn DVD. We have more of Sean's T-shirt.
Yeah.
No, we have a bunch of stuff. It's fine. We'll
yeah.
send them.
We got tons of shit.
Okay.
So send us something you think is good, and it probably won't be, but it
so
gets you in.
Guillermo, our favorite listener from Nebraska. It could be a different Guillermo.
Oh.
Or someone impersonating Guillermo, which would be cool. But he recommends a band named Dagon.
I think it's actually pronounced Dago N. It's a very racist band name.
It's fucked up.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Darren!
I put the name of the band after me. I got all excited.
So, one of their albums is called Ocean Metal.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
play
the
song.
That. Play
that's a, there's a track called Ocean Metal.
Do you even need reading?
Or Terrophobic.
Nope.
Or To the Drums We Rise.
Nope.
Or We Will Destroy.
Nope.
Or Heartbreaker. No, Ocean Metal.
Ocean
Metal
is where we go.
What is Ocean Metal? Oh.
Really just lines, mermaid.
I'm wearing a life jacket.
I think that's
oh shit, I just found it, they shall.
Someone beat up my leg and I touched a jellyfish.
Fuck, it's big for my ass.
I think we got a new thing. Fuck those.
I'm actually enjoying
it. Yeah.
Everyone, maybe those other might be trying
out. See, like, you like these.
FYI, we have enough 71 songs.
I like the band. I like the vocals.
Yeah,
I like
the
vocals.
Band. I thought it was all right.
By the way, my voice hurts. My
so what do you think, Karen?
I don't know. It's kind of mixed. I would have to lean towards trash it because the vocals suck and vocals matter a lot to me, so I trash it.
Not
trash. Whole thing blows.
Noah?
I thought the vocals were all right, and so is the music, so I thrash it.
Very generic, I trash it.
I like the music. I thought it was catchy. If it was on in the background, I wouldn't be bothered by it, but I wouldn't turn it on myself. Thusly, a mild thrash.
Mm. 2 out of 5. Oh, Anthony.
Sorry. Better than the last band, but nothing caught my eye. Just like, so trash.
Mm. Okay, 2 out of 6. Not a win.
Can we do Mammoths? One?
Well,
too many screaming children?
We have a caller.
Oh. Well,
let's see if this works.
Okay, 931.
Hello?
931?
Hello?
Nope. Hang up on him.
Yep.
It's not you. Sorry, we suck. It's us. It's our board.
Nobody calling in for it.
It's not our board. It's Skype.
I mean, it's, you know, I was trying to be generic about it.
Our board is amazing, Darren.
It's a Pro FX 12.
Yeah. What truck did you get that off the back of?
We bought it.
I shipped it $60 for this thing.
Free through hope.
I want to hear the Slipknot cover.
What? That doesn't really say much better. Okay, not okay. Not good. You don't read scientific magazines. I got you there, buddy.
Nothing that queers up a person more than reading scientific magazines.
Hey, scientific fruit magazines. Is that my dentist?
Every article just says, this is true. Here's the scientific proof.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then it's nothing. Fuck.
And I believe it.
So, Noah, why do you think that solos don't queer up a song?
She's a guitar nerd.
Well, let's hear a real
solos. I think it doesn't have to be just a guitar solo. Like, it could be a drum solo or a bass solo or even a vocal solo. I think that improvising is very important because it's the creative process.
Because I feel that it can convey an emotion.
And as I've said before, when you're listening to a recording, the guitar solo is not improvised because it's been recorded.
Right,
there was multiple takes.
Right.
And it's as improvised and
not
also part of the
not,
song.
Not all of them.
So even if it's not improvised, it's still a part. Okay.
Some solos, no. For albums, some solos are written. But I'm talking about like being in the moment.
But we're not in the moment. We're listening to this song that's recorded.
I know, but some solos, When this guy performs it live, he can either go, like, note for note what he did on the album, or he could change it a little bit.
Or blow it.
I'm talking about changing it.
By the way, what's a vocal solo?
It's like a cappella. It stops in the middle of a metal song, and everyone just sort of...
When Christina Aguilera goes, ah!
Yeah,
with
yeah.
her finger.
Wait,
you know,
can you... finger to do that.
Yeah, that.
The song up. I just heard a vocal solo. Sorry. There it is.
So, never get changed on my mind. Like, I don't know. You're never going to change. I hate it. It's just an ego hand job by guitars. I don't.
Yeah, but you listen to songs that have like three chords in them.
What does that matter?
Yeah.
It sounds good. I don't give a shit about people's technical ability. Like, if I wanted to dance.
Right, but there are a lot of solos that sound like really good as part of it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about just like a pentatonic scale.
If you look at vocals as like its own instrument, a solo is kind of like another layer of an instrument. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's just how I'm chemically put together. It just bores the fuck out of me.
All it is hey, everybody, stop and look at me. Look at what my teacher taught me. I'm
but
smart.
But it's not.
I don't feel it's always about that.
Just because there's a solo doesn't mean like the bassist and the drummer aren't a part of that solo.
But what does the word solo mean?
But the
alone.
The drums are still happening.
There are drums happening.
Yeah. It's all the focus on what, if there's a spotlight going on at this show. The spotlight is on one person when there's a solo. Hey, everybody, look at this guy. Oh.
But isn't there a spotlight on the vocalist the whole time? Hey, everybody, look, isn't like that what the vocalist is doing?
Is there? But there's other stuff. They're all playing.
I just want to, when there's a solo piece, all the musicians play together too. I just want to point out that we're talking about music.
Wait, or how about when the guitarist takes a solo, and then the drummer takes a solo, and then the keyboard player takes a solo?
I have already left.
Then they all interact,
solo,
and sometimes they interact with one another.
What am I watching, Rush? I don't give a shit. Anthony, you play guitar. You played a solo in your day.
I was more of a rhythm player.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
So you would accompany the solo.
Wait, the chat room has just announced, or someone in the chat room has announced, that me and Sid are posers. So watch out. Watch out. I don't even know what we're posing as, but we're definitely motherfucking posers.
Wouldn't we be posers if we were agreeing with everybody else here just to fit in?
Yeah, like Noah.
You're really the opposite of posers.
What are you trying to say?
Well, a poser... He's displacing his own insults.
Poser is just a generic metal insult now. Like, it doesn't have to.
Yeah,
my favorite thing about poser, motherfucker.
Poser was strong like in middle school. I picked poser. Like, that was a good one.
Fucking posers.
My favorite thing about this debate is that I believe no more than a year ago, word for word, this exact same thing happened, except it was me against everyone else. And now I have Sean here, and it's too bad fight. It's awesome.
I have no problem with you guys not liking guitar solos.
And I have no problem with you liking solos.
I'm just defending why I like it.
But you don't need to defend. Like,
explaining why I like it.
Sure. Sweet. Like, because I totally defend your right to like whatever the fuck you want. You know, like Moon Sorrow and all that gay dancing around. Like, you just
love that gay shit. It could be the shittiest shit ever, but you could love that shit.
You
that's
just
your
your
shit.
Boners off of elves and crap and metal. I don't care. That's fine. I love it.
I love
it. Great.
I love
that you love it.
Backhanded compliment. Like, Sean, you can listen to that three-chord shit with that vocalist saying that same shit about being uplifted and shit and rising above and all that bullshit, and I don't really care. That's fine.
Exactly. So we agree. We definitely agree. And that makes me a poser.
You can listen to all that poser bullshit.
Because you suck.
Well, we were listening to 3009. Just to bring it back, we never decided if we thrashed or trashed them.
Yeah. I don't even remember what they sound like.
They had a solo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thrash.
Bing. I know, I'm just going to thrash it just for that. There you go. There you go.
Darren, we're going in reverse order.
No, I don't like it.
Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, trash. Yeah, I thought that solo was actually
kind of
weird.
Well, I guess I mean every solo.
I like solos. Yeah, exactly.
I was just saying, because this particular solo,
I thought you were defending.
No, solos in general. But
solos in general.
Solos in general, thrash. This solo, trash. Thank you, Darren.
Amazing.
Oh, God. Oh, Darren.
Sid.
We know what Sid thinks about it. I don't even have to play the fucking buzzer, but I will. All right.
A spirited thrasher to trash it.
That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
I finally get to that. Yeah, where is that?
It's in the chat right now.
I see.
It's just one of
I already know that I'm the only one. Just by the name, I'm going to be the only one that crashes it.
He just played Protest and Jam.
This band is from Bakersfield, among other places in California. Oh, we have a caller. Maybe this will work.
Let the caller hang on a minute while we do this.
Yeah, all right. Wait, what?
He already called in once and then hung up, and this is second.
Thanks for monitoring the phone lines, Sean. Yeah.
Well, you're doing a terrible job.
All right, let's
we were having a discussion.
He's just being defensive over the solo argument.
I really hate
he's
that.
He's just holding
so
resentment.
Much.
Like fucking solo. Fucking
goddamn
you
pussy.
You soloist piece of shit.
I'm gonna call you later and play you a guitar solo.
I'll probably Yeah, I'll probably jerk off.
All right, so
you need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Hear that, Noah?
Protest and Jam for Homeward Bound, Hunting and Packs. Underestimated crisis. Crisis.
Just play the song that they
play. The one
play,
that they
want
to play.
Which one was it?
Protest and Jam.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think it's actually Protestant jam. Now.
Oh, so
sounds like my vibrator.
Did you get a suit up, man?
No, I thrashed your vibrator.
You know, just record on that.
Sean is making note of the man.
He's
purchased every type of photography. All by the United States.
The only thing that would make the song worse is if it's on
Wait, Sean just crashed side to
Uh-oh.
I think I just came over.
Is this a guitar solo?
If it is, oh my god. What did you say?
Oh, this sounds
a
little
like...
sounds
both solo-esque. Yep. Oh. I thought that was wrong.
Okay. You go.
I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked it. I thrash it. I like spastic music.
It's funny that you say spastic because I feel that that band definitely draws a lot of influence from spaz.
See,
mm-hmm.
Anthony.
Nice job.
I thrash it. I also enjoy the spaz.
I can't stand it. It sounds like noise. It sounds like my alarm clock going off. I think it sucks.
Beautiful. I love your honesty.
Thank you.
I also think
it sounds like my alarm clock going off.
And I love it.
I am down with it. I think it's great. I love the brute force violence.
Damn it. Noah?
Absolutely. Trash this. This is horrible.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
I feel like under all the noise, there was a decent, like, old-school hardcore sound going on in the vein of DFL, which I know nobody hears. Have you heard it? Okay, Sean knows DFL.
What does DFL stand for?
Dead Fucking Last.
Yeah.
Produced by the Beastie Boys. But too much to have to whittle away, so I'm going to trash.
Well, the style of music that this is, I can get into, but it's recorded horribly.
It's just definitely like a demo,
yeah. You know, but so you got to look past.
Do we still have a caller?
847.
Yes.
847, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm down here. I'm down Chicago.
Oh, we've spoken to you before.
Down here from Chicago.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Recommend a band for Treasures.
Okay.
Lay it
all
on.
Right. Are they unsigned?
The band is unsigned.
Are they going to suck? Don't let me down with Chicago, man.
Let him down. What is it?
Diamond's Plate. They're from Chicago.
Diamond's Plate.
Yeah.
Is it just myspace.com/Diamond's Plate?
Diamond plate one.
There's already a diamond plate that exists.
There actually is a diamond plate that exists.
There's somebody who sells diamond plates.
Yeah.
Okay, diamond plate one, it's a three-piece?
Oh, my God. I'm terrified before the picture even loads.
Photo.
Oh, I know. What is
it's like a metal Hanson.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a three-piece. Each of them have long, dirty blonde... light brown hair.
They look like they're about 11 years old.
Don't get a boner, bro.
You know that band Old Skull?
Noah totally is attracted to each of them.
Yeah, actually, these guys got a...
I know they are. I'm just asking.
Wait, what did you say?
They just graduated high school.
Should we play Relativity or Criminal Justice?
They do look like Hanson.
Relativity.
I'll leave him alone.
Relativity.
Are you in this band?
No. No.
Okay.
They're all doing the power stance thing with the fists, like, you know, like Cannibal Corpse on their album.
They're adorable.
No, they're not. Terrible. No, they're not. They look like they slept outside.
Hey, so far not bad.
Oh, the witness!
Welcome back.
to it. Are you kidding?
They played a festival called Thrasho de Mayo. Mayo.
So these guys are in high school?
They just graduated.
Oh.
Seriously. They must really be a fan of Early Patel.
Oh, I don't get that at all. No,
but
kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding.
We should try again after puberty.
Wait, go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say, I wanted to throw one out there if we're not taking them, if I can, sometime.
We're still on this one.
It blew. I already forgot.
Yeah.
So that's a thrash.
What?
A thrash?
Yes.
It blew me hard.
It blew him away. Trash. A trash John. Noah.
I think that they just sound like very new to their instruments.
Well, they're all nine.
Yeah, exactly.
So you encourage the fact that they're trying.
Yeah, I like that they're involved with musical instruments at such a young age, but they should learn their instruments a little bit better.
And the final word is?
Thrash.
Thrash?
Trash.
Okay. Shit out of them and be like, but good. Sid, you must love this band.
I actually thought the instrumentation was the best part about
Me
it.
Too.
Once the vocals kicked in, it was like an abortion.
Yeah.
So yeah, trash.
Okay.
No. After puberty.
I also feel that it's awesome that, you know, young kids are trying to play music. It doesn't mean I need to listen to it. I will trash it. Yeah, that's just trash.
I like the instrumentation as well. Actually, I like the riff that they were playing, too. It was really good. I would thrash it if it was an instrumental song. Once the vocals came on, I wanted to throw up, so.
All right, so dude from Chicago. We don't like your band.
Sorry.
Dominic.
I thought it was Donish.
Donish?
That's
oh.
He's called
yeah.
before. It's that
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh,
all right.
Hello.
Well, Donish. We didn't like it. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yes.
But we love your name.
Yeah. Think about changing it to Dominic, I guess.
No, you don't.
So are we taking more calls?
Yeah, let's take some more calls. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Let's try set.
No, not 781.
It's a different one.
It doesn't matter. No, the whole area code is tainted for me.
All right, 312.
Wait, here's 781.
Trash.
All right, 312. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
I want to suggest a band for the Thrasher, Trash It.
Before that, why don't you introduce yourself?
Wait, is this a broad or a gay?
I called in like a long time ago. I'm Brandy from Chicago.
Oh, hello, Brandy from Chicago.
We had a thing back in the day. Brandy.
She's 12. She's a fine girl. What a good wife she would be.
What a
the
most dated reference you will ever hear on this fucking show.
Yeah.
Done. Put in the books.
This is Deep Cuts on your Classic Rock 97.1.
Now, if anyone here can name the artist that performed that song.
Brandy, you're a fun guy. Steely Dan.
Oh, my God. I've heard that reference so many times.
I remember the name, but it's not Steely Dan.
I think it is.
All right. So you said you have a suggestion?
Yeah. There's this band. They're from, like, Miami or whatever. They're, like, a punk thrash band, so maybe Sean or Sid will like them. But anyway, they're myspace.com/panicsmusic, panics with an X.
Panics music,
yeah. P-A-N-I-X.
And the band is Looking Glass.
I just looked it up, yeah, Looking Glass.
Hey, wonder.
The Panic.
Panic.
After this, we should play Looking Glass. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
In the mid-90s, my first internet service provider was Panix. They were Manhattan-based.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I used, what was that?
This is your home internet?
Huh?
Were you an early adopter of the internet?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Fancy.
I had the, what was it, Mosaic?
What year was this?
Web in a Box.
the internet in a box, whatever that.
Like a web TV? Like a web TV, but a different brand.
No, no, no. It was just like a box with the disc.
The whole internet was.
It was just called that.
It was the internet.
Yeah.
Any of the internet ever spill out on the floor in your house?
So I think we should play "Social Abortion" because that leaps out at me as a fantastic song title.
And if we like, if all of us like it, you can stop.
Signal prisoners.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, speaking of which, Tomb Raider fast almost.
What's that, Sean? You fucked your rider. Oh, shit, you're a serious.
I give him a pass to convert.
You're all alone, Sid. You're all alone.
There's the conversion.
Sean fucking comes off over solos.
Well, I
he was his two riders and he checked off over the
solos. Are allowed if they're like Flash.
Oh, get out of here. Why don't you go blow Flash?
Way better.
You have to get the whole camera.
But I
well,
like even still, I feel there's
a lot of good stuff. Not like a full album.
I like this later album, except for a couple.
Why are we talking about another band?
So do we have to go through the formality, or did everyone...
Did anyone trash this, Noah?
Absolutely
Anthony,
not.
You gonna...
No, I liked it.
Yeah.
You didn't like
what,
it?
Can you give your rationalization?
I mean, it was good, but it's not my cup of tea. So about,
okay.
Is that the point of this, though?
Yeah.
No, honestly. Whether you like it or not is the point.
Yeah.
I didn't...
You're not into it. You put this on.
So close.
Get out of here!
Really? Wow, 5 out of 6, but you don't get shit. I apologize. Close.
If
close.
I have a guest tonight, I'll
count. Come on.
Should we give her something anyway?
The rules.
What's the
point
of the game if we give her something?
Give her one of my shirts.
You guys didn't give me anything last time I called, so I think I do deserve something.
Yeah. Rob.
You've got to encourage the female listeners. Give her something.
Give her something.
We weren't giving stuff away when she called last time.
Are you a registered junkie?
Yeah.
You get what is your username?
Brandy Hellion, I think. I don't know, something like that.
Wait.
You should find me on there. We should talk about stuff.
Sean's turned on by you, but send me some dick pics. You send me a private message, no dick pics required.
I got them right
and
now.
And I'll send you a link with all our CDs available for give. Were you in the bathhouse? Were you spying in there on me?
Get the green cam going.
All right, thank you for calling in, Brandy.
Sure, an interesting little fact about the band. The guitarist from Black Tie, I think, like their old one, he's actually in that band.
Oh, shit.
He was the good guitar player, yeah. He's the one that left or something, I don't know.
Good.
But yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling in and listening and all that jazz.
Now, Beats of the Shaker has been trying for about an hour to get us to listen to a band. You want to do it? It is Scalpel 08.
Okay, see it?
Wait, we have a 718 number that's new.
Oh, let's pick it up.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
This is Metal FIFA from San Island. I was at the Summer Slaughter. I was the guy with the hat.
Wait, do you have someone?
What are you guys giving out? Some free Red Cord merch?
Dude, lower your speakers.
Fuck Staten Island.
Staten Island douchebag. What's going on?
Dude, lower your friggin' speakers or we're going to have to hang up on you. Too much echo.
All right, we got it.
Of course.
What are we doing now tonight, Rob?
We're doing a live podcast. I don't know if you've listened in before. Are you just sitting in? Sitting in for the rest of the show? Hey, what's going on here?
Metal people, man. The Red Cord is the fucking best band in fucking Summer Slaughter, man.
Home Depot?
Huh?
Home Depot? Wait, what are we
talking
about?
Yeah, Home Depot. We're talking about the Red Cord, man.
Fucking Lowe's. Red Cord. He wants you to get him Red Cord.
G-Mod! Do you have a
Free.
Red Cord shirt?
Because I was like the huge, biggest fan of Summer Slaughter, man. Did you see me with the straw hat that I was singing towards the end? That was me, man. Metal FIFA. Metal FIFA. You know me from fucking Facebook, man. Felipe.
Oh, I know him from Facebook. Hold on. Metal FIFA? All right.
No, no. Facebook, it's Felipe Londono.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, I'm going to look
at Felipe and Metal. Metal Filippo.
No, Metal Filippo. No, I'm Metal Injection. Yeah, I'm Metal Injection. I'm Metal FIFA.
Metal FIFA.
FIFA, like a soccer video game.
Yeah, Metal FIFA.
Yeah.
Metal Pizza.
Metal FIFA, like the car?
Wait, Metal FIFA. Is there a hip-hop FIFA?
What?
Pop FIFA, is there a country FIFA?
You know what? I'll send you a message on Facebook, man. Some Red Cord merch.
I don't have Red Cord merch.
Oh, man.
Just
I don't know.
Just send me
anything, you know? What?
No, go on. I can send you some stickers. I don't have any Red Cord merch to send you. Unless you want like a dirty shirt that I've worn like 100 times. Do you want my Red Cord shirt?
Dude, I would love it, man.
That's kind of creepy.
TGI
Fridays.
Give me a Red Cord shirt, man.
Why don't you just fucking
go to IndieMerch.com/TheRedCord and buy one?
All right. You guys got any footage, man? You guys remember when you guys first started filming and I was the guy in the fucking first at Summer Slaughter? You guys had a summer? Yeah, I was
you
got
the
juice.
You were at the first Summer
Slaughter? I had the Bob Marley shirt.
Oh, that
remember that one?
Down.
Yeah.
God, are you serious?
I was the only one with a Bob Marley shirt.
Never. Get a purse.
And I fucking sang like half of the Red Cord set.
Okay.
Yo.
Awesome. Yeah, okay, I do remember.
Remember
no,
he was
I do
on
remember.
Like Gay Rob?
Yeah.
That was like the Gay Metal Injection. What dream was that guy?
Yeah, no, I do remember.
Are you guys going to go to Dying Fetus in Santos?
Absolutely, I will be there.
Oh, nice. Sweet, man. I'll see you there.
Make sure to wear the Bob Marley shirt
so we know it's you.
Yeah, so I can recognize you.
And a rose in your hair.
Yeah, so I could score some merch.
So you guys, where did you get this rumor that I have Red Cord merch?
I want the merch. He's gonna rough me up.
I fucking love the Red Cord. Give me some fucking Red Cord merch right now. We're all full of precious stones.
We got Cord merch the Dying Fetus show or else.
I specifically asked you for a sun visor with the Red Cord on the top of it.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the tune tickets.
Where is my Red Cord Snuggie that you were so vocalizing
about? Hey, I thought you were going to send me one of those Red Cord hats. Come on. Come over there.
This is my Red Cord.
You didn't know I was Jewish, did you?
Give me my Red Cord.
Forget about it. Yo, Rob, when are we getting some Summer Slaughter footage?
To feed my young infant friend. Otherwise, you get the little minutes of Jeffers baby food and cash.
Hey, man, I'm not one of these Staten Island douchebags with the fucking Guido spike can, man.
The red cold bib needs to absorb that. Like,
yes,
now.
I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest fan, man. You know that.
I love the red cord. I love the red cord.
I'm gonna fucking pee myself.
As a matter
right
of
now.
Fact, I peed myself. That's why I'm wearing the
hey,
new
man,
gun
you know
facing.
That guy's a big influence, right? Big influence in my life, all right? Something funny, what?
Because I start laughing at times. Well, Metal
so
FIFA, you definitely earned yourself a free CD of some sort. I don't want a CD. I want merch.
Of what?
I want merch. I want merch.
Hey, hey, shut the fuck up, Ovi. Go suck on a bag of dudes.
It shouldn't be red. That's two on the nose.
All right, so what am I getting, Rob?
Red cord cross. Give me the Burnt Sienna one. Burnt Sienna.
Yeah. Up yours, douchebag.
I've been laughing.
Why did you wait so long to call us, man?
Metal FIFA from Staten Island, God bless you. Tell your mother I said
tell the red cord that I'm their biggest fan, man.
And send my merch.
Red cord!
All right, let's get it off the line, please. I had something stuck in my throat.
Okay, we still have more callers.
Oh, could that happen? After 10, but all right.
646.
I may not let them through.
Yeah, it's over.
Sorry,
it's not over, but it's over.
Well, let's play Beastie Destroyers, Thrash It as we conclude this show.
Thrash It.
You trash it or you trash it, but the red cord. And
send me some merch.
Such good merch.
I have to go use the bathroom.
Yeah, so do I. Can we, like, whip this one
yeah,
out?
Whip it out here and just pee.
Gourmet
guns. This is what we have in Staten Island.
So what are we seeing, please?
First.
Lady and gentlemen.
Lady first.
Oh, I gotta go first.
Sydney.
I'm still trying to, like,
yes,
digest Sydney. It. I'm, like, thinking about it.
I thought it was okay until the chorus and then the wheels fell off some trash.
I actually enjoyed the music, and I wasn't too bothered by the vocals. I will give it a mild thrash.
Anthony?
I agree with Rob. I thrashed this. I
agree partially with Sid. I do think it took a little bit of a downturn in the middle, but I do like it. Overall, I would have to use the thrash.
I actually wasn't bothered by anything except for some reason the drum recording seems a little odd.
Yeah, it does sound like a shitty recording.
Like cardboardy drums, but I'll give it a mild thrash and down.
Hmm.
I thought it started out really bad, like too slow, and didn't get to the point. But then it was, all right, I'll give it a thrash.
Wow, 5 out of 6. Tied for the best thing.
That's not bad.
I also think one thing is that if you're going to do the genre change during a song, it has to be like seamless. There was just a lot of abrupt changing of type of music there.
Yeah, that's why I felt like once the chorus hit, it was just like, what's going on? Now it's a mess.
It should segue a little better than that. Yeah. Okay. So have we do another one, or what do we do?
Let's get out of here, people.
I can do my urine in the toilet right now.
Wait, I'm first.
No, because you're going to stink it up. I got to get in.
Oh,
stink it up.
Stinky piss.
You got
stinky
piss.
I'm not stinky piss.
You just had like a big pile of asparagus for dinner.
She's only allegedly kissing anyway. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, could drop a deuce. That's even worse.
All right. Urine.
I have something queued up that I'd like to end the show on. Something that's fixed. Oh!
Noah, give me a fucking break, man.
Don't try to blame me that time, Noah.
Something that's been stuck in my head for a few weeks.
I know additional.
Oh.
Stop making me laugh.
Was
that's the name
bathtub?
Of the show. By the way, stop making me laugh.
Okay.
That's the name of the episode.
Pee.
Yeah.
Well, this is a remix of a Cat Williams stand-up bit about weed.
Oh,
turns into an auto-tune song.
The greatest auto-tune song.
In the history of auto-tune songs.
Except for that one that you sent
to us. We'll see you next week, everybody. Had to be careful, so we can get strong at every tool. I can't take a pain, spinning out memo. I'm a listen to nothing. The shit is wrong for no reason. And these niggas that sell the weed, we had a bitch in a motherfucker. Still, you have a strong addiction. It's been the last nigga. You know that thing, you just nigga.
Job.
you ain't got no job, and you're not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Ships a day, lonely sailors at the time away.
Black and gold, yeah.
There's a girl in this harbor town.
Of course.
She works, laying with skin down. They say brandy, that's another round. She serves them with whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, go find me. A locket that bears the name of a man brandy loves.
I think so.
He came on a summer's day, and he is far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harder was his
son. Of course.
I know.
I went nuts.
When the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town. And love's online, he's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're
no, it's Peter. I'm a Mary in Maryland. Wow, I can't believe this is the end of the show.